has been Danny Nesvedarani, your community journalist for CJSF 90.1 FM. This segment would not have been possible without the continued support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. You can also find this piece on frequencynews.ca.
We're from the Kiwassa Preteen Spring Camp. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University on Burnaby Mountain.
Welcome back to Speak Up on CJSF. Thanks to the Camp Kiwassa kids there, and thanks to Danny for his piece on the protest outside of Hootsuite headquarters against their collaboration with ICE. Coming up next, we've got a preview of a cool event happening this Friday at the Kulch Theater in East Vancouver, featuring Lavina Fox, who once was part of this duo, Love and Sass. This is Call My Name.
Call my name. Call my name.
Yeah.
Call my name.
Hey, 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 hey,
hey. Call me. You don't need a reason. Like some alibi, there's something that's so hard to deny.
Sounds good. We'll try to loop all that into the conversation as naturally as we can. I'd like to just start with you introducing yourself, and then we'll just jump right into it. So whenever you're ready.
My name is Miselta. I use she, her pronouns. I am the community engagement coordinator here with Hogan's Alley Society.
Thanks for joining me, Ms. Alta. Can you tell me a little bit about Hogan's Alley Society to start off?
Yeah, of course. So we were named after Hogan's Alley, which was the historically Black neighborhood that existed in Vancouver that unfortunately was destroyed due to urban renewal policies, including the construction of the Georgia and Dunsmuir viaducts. We evolved from groups of people that were just advocating for the redress of the fact that there was a cultural community here that was displaced, and also the long-lasting effects of that displacement still really experienced today. So Black people grow up here or move here and experience isolation, increased experiences of racism, and just more difficulties with life situations, barriers that really don't need to be there. And so in addition to providing culturally informed housing support, we also provide just in general wraparound resources, community support for people of African descent throughout Metrovan. And we also are looking to ground that work through a community land trust to prevent further displacement, and also to make sure that decisions that are made regarding certain projects are made by the people that they are meant to prioritize.
Can you explain a little bit what a community land trust is?
Yes. And this is something I'm still getting more comfortable with because it's such a cool process. It's also evolving really rapidly in our country. But it's just the idea that there is a plot of land or any section of land, and it doesn't always have to be housing related, but it's just the idea that whatever decisions that are made regarding to the specific land are community led, and there's a structure that in an organization that really governs that and guides that. So all that means is that it is stewarded by the people that it would be affecting, is kind of what the main piece of a community land trust is. And it's really beautiful because there's so many different things that can be done with a community land trust outside of housing, and there's also business opportunities there. So it's just a beautiful community based way to protect land.
Right. So sort of like a reaction or sort of effort to prevent the sort of thing that led to the destruction of Hogan's Alley in the first place, right? Where it's not the people who live in that community who decide what is done with that space, but sort of larger economic decisions or whatever. Or, in the case of Hogan's Alley, was it even an economic decision, right? Or does it have those sort of social cultural elements?
Yeah. That it's really about keeping that, really amplifying the decision-making power within the group that is affected by those decisions, just because also we have seen time and time again in history how the effects of when that doesn't happen. And also keeping in mind, in addition to everything, we are in a time where housing is precarious for a lot of people. And we also have a lot of research that guides the fact that within the housing crisis, Black people's issues are underaddressed. And so a lot of our work is directly meant to support Black people because of the reason that in a crisis, we still see the data of like these people are not being as addressed as often as they should within this crisis.
You're saying that there are these specific issues that affect Black people in terms of being under-resourced or being not prioritized when it comes to decision-making and to supports and things like that. And the more you peel it back, the easier it is to see how all of these things are sort of interconnected and connected to other issues and trends, you know, like the housing crisis and just sort of society, cultural wide issues. Through that lens and through the lens of what you do at Hogan's Alley Society, why is it particularly important to be celebrating Black History Month?
Yeah, that's a beautiful question. And I think for me, the first thing that stands out is that it is, as a Black person, celebrating Black History Month is sort of a direct opposition to just the entire idea of like, you know, if you exist as a Black person in society, there may be decisions that may be made for you out of your control that may really affect you in a lot of ways. And so the way I see it personally is just really reclaiming that sense of existence, that right to exist and thrive. And I think on a broader community basis, it's important for everyone to celebrate it, to continue to tell the stories of Black people that are here and have been here and have also played an important part in the history of this city, this province, this area. Continuing to take part in celebrations like this really like continues to ground us as a city and a community in that past, present, and future.
Yesterday, a volunteer came into the station and asked us, you know, what are your plans for Black History Month? And, you know, we started saying, well, we got like a bunch of interviews and stuff. She's like, well, no, not the station. Like, what are your plans? And just a really good reminder that like, like there are all these sort of like work things or media things we can do. But it is really important just as individuals to recognize that like you're saying, Black people have played a huge part in the history of Canada, of British Columbia, of Vancouver, and that it's part of all of our collective history, as well as being specifically Black history, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're here to talk particularly about an event that's coming up as part of Black History Month, but also just a cool event called Boots to Broadway. What can you tell me about this?
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. It's coming up on Friday. Black History Month concert fundraiser that we, Hogan's Alley Society, are doing with Junior Black Achievement Awards. It's going to be starring acclaimed actress, recording artist, and two-time Juno Award winner Lavina B. Fox. Now, I love to give her whole rundown because she really is a star. She deserves every single one of the accolades. And so just an exceptional powerhouse of a performer, regardless. And then just on top of that, she comes with rich family history that is related to Hogan's Alley. So her father, Ernie King, owned the Harlem Nocturne, which was a club on East Hastings. And he also operated it with her mother, Choo Choo Williams, who was a dancer and entertainer in that club. And so that was a place that was kind of like a pinnacle of vibrant nightlife and cultural life in the area. It was a place of celebration, dancing, people from different ethnicities thrived there. And so I think that not only are we coming to see an amazing performer give you an amazing show and, like, objectively, you will have a great time, we are seeing a powerful coming home story and a powerful nod to the historic people that have made the areas in the city what it is. And we get to celebrate that with someone who is a living example of that. And then we're also getting a show from her. And so, yeah, I feel like I'm really talking as a bit of a fan here, even though I'm an organizer. But yeah, I just think it's such a powerful way to celebrate and ground ourselves in the Black history, past, present, and future that we were talking about.
Yeah, I think having someone who is a product of Hogan's Alley, in a way, coming back to reclaim that and perform as someone who works for the Hogan's Alley Society, I have to imagine that that's huge.
Mm-hmm. It's really powerful. And yeah, as soon as we were connected to Lavina, I think that right away we had that excitement of, like, wow, what, like, she, I mean, of course, was very happy to work with the organization, also knowing the history of her family. But I also think for us, it was like we all felt the shock and the power of, like, what it could be. And so there's a lot of gratitude in being able to produce an event like this, and also to have an artist who is not only so talented and excellent at what they do that they can give us a one-woman Broadway show on Friday, but it's like she also understands the importance of her completing a coming back story like this, and also understands the importance of telling these stories, understands the importance of connecting with people. And so it's just feeling a lot of gratitude. Yeah, that's what stands out for me as someone who's lucky enough to work on this project.
The show is this Friday, February 6th at the Kulch Theater. Is there anything, like, any one thing that you're looking forward to most about the show?
Oh my gosh, that's a tough question. I will say one thing for me, as someone who loves talent and excellence, and I really love watching people be good at the thing that they're good at, I know that this is a show pattern that Lavina has worked on very much. And so, like, she is, like, the Broadway show is something that she is exceptional at. I know she performed on Broadway for many years. And so I'm excited to see her in her element. And also, in addition to that, this is a show that she's curated, right? And so I'm really just excited to be gifted the amazing things that she has put together for this, and also to see her have fun on that stage and have fun being the amazing performer and entertainer she is. That's a part that's really standing out for me.
Yeah, I mean, there are many great things about performers with long careers. And one of them is, like you're saying, just the sheer variety of things to choose from, right? And the highlights to pick from to include, but then also just that lifetime of experience performing and doing that thing. And yeah, seeing excellence and seeing people who are just so confidently in their thing, do their thing, is always a treat. Can you tell me a little bit about the Junior Black Achievement Awards Society, who you're partnering with for the event?
Yes. So they're an amazing organization that does youth education initiatives. I'm really just looking to encourage Black youth throughout the Lower Mainland in terms of scholarship and leadership and advancements. I know at the end of this month, they have a speech competition coming up, and it kind of goes along the lines of with a lot of their programming, where they just really set up ways for Black youth to feel confident in existing in, especially educational, academic, professional spaces. And then they also do a lot of partnerships with colleges, universities, just on like field trips, days, learning experiences, ways to just continue to encourage Black youth to be strong and confident and comfortable in education and leadership and profession. And so, yeah, we're really excited to be producing this event with them, because also the work that they do is so important. And together, so much of our work is honoring the history of Hogan's Alley, but also it's the Black youth that are going to be enjoying a lot of the things that are going to, that we're doing right now. And so it's so important for us to be working with organizations like this that are empowering youth. And also it's going to be really special to have some youth out just enjoying the concert. Like there's going to be so much history and generational exchange going on there. And so it's just really beautiful to work with groups like this.
Yeah, I was going to say, especially how many youth are all that familiar with Levina, right? So it's a cool cross-pollination, I guess.
Yeah, right. No, definitely.
So again, the event Boots to Broadway is this Friday, February 6th at the Kulch Theater. If there's anyone who's sort of like on the edge, unsure, what would be your pitch to convince them to attend?
Gosh. I think honestly, like if you just like nice things, you will have a good time. Because, you know, if you're not a music person, we have a silent auction, we have a 50-50, you will enjoy something, right? If maybe the genre is not for you, there'll be lots of dancing, so that'll be entertaining. And there'll also be information booths, so you could engage with both of our organization's work, learn more about that, learn more how to volunteer, things like that. Can just see where you can put your efforts. And like, if none of that is for you, you're still going to be entertained by the outfits. And so I really just invite everyone to sort of engage with all the possibilities of this event in a way that feels good. And also as an extension to that, to engage with our organization's work and also with Levina as an exceptional artist. Just, yeah, as someone who appreciates nice things, I really think that there's something for everyone to enjoy.
Right. And I mean, the Kulch is also at the foot of Commercial Drive. So after the show, you can go for a wander and you got all that
food.
Too.
Oh, my gosh. So many treats available.
Yeah. OK, where can people go for more information, either about the event or about Hogan's Alley Society?
Yeah, you can go to HogansAlleySociety.org/events and you'll be taken to the event page there. And then tickets are also available at thekulch.com.
Great. Well, thanks for taking the time to chat with me today. Anything else you think people should know?
I think for me, it's just a storytelling piece of like, not only is she a super talented artist, 2-time Juno Award winner, you know, very successful by the metrics of like just accomplishments in this country, but also her parents operated an institution on East Hastings. And that's really like coming home story. Mm-hmm. She comes from Hogan's Alley descendant, or she is a Hogan's Alley descendant. So that's a big piece of it for us is the coming back story, the redress, the pieces of that, the future imagining that does, especially at a time though there's so much uncertainty regarding just the state of the Hogan's Alley Block and the future of what that may look like. And so that's just a beautiful reminder. Thank you so much, Jesse. And I'm just going to say we're really excited to share the show with everyone. So we're just as excited as everyone coming is. So yeah, just thank you.
And thanks again to Ms. Elta for joining me for that interview, and to the Hogan's Alley Society for putting on this cool, cool production called Boots to Broadway, starring Levina B. Fox, this February 6th, that's tomorrow, Friday, at the historic Kulch Theater. You can go to, HogansAlleySociety.org/events to find tickets, or you can go to thekulch.com and buy your tickets there. And just to give you one last prompt to go check out this really cool event, a homecoming, and just a showcase for a real multi-hyphenate tour de force. This is Holdin' Out by Levina Fox on Speak Up. We'll be right back.
bird know? Troublemakers, clowns. These rowdy crowds of parrots in San Francisco are splashed with maraschino red and pickle green, as bright and cheery as the iconic painted ladies' houses lining Alamo Square. The birds are cherry-headed conures, a species native to South America and officially known as red-masked parakeets, an introduced species likely descended from escaped pets. Several wild flocks of conures now pepper the peninsula. They're the subject of books, documentaries, and controversy. Some people disapprove because they displace locals, a perennial discussion in the city whether you're talking about birds or people. Their origin is debated. A local legend claims that a pet shop owner burned down her shop, unleashing the exotic imports. What's more probable is that a few of these loudmouths exasperated their owners until they accidentally left a window open. Despite their raucous nature, the parrots delight many tourists and locals. Come to San Francisco, and you just might spy the wild parrots through the fog as they seek their lush diet of pine seeds and juniper berries. Sadly, wild cherry-headed conures are falling ill from rodent poison. A nonprofit, Mikaboo, adopts out healed rescues. With a life expectancy of 50-plus years, these are long-term roommates. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Remmel.
Once again, this is Kyle Vincent, Yale, and Marcus. Come hang out with us in the Young Artist Bedroom, where we talk about nothing but the struggles of being a young artist at CJSF 90.1 FM every Thursday at 2 p.m. We out!
That's right. Check out Young Artist Bedroom and our entire slate of Thursday programming. We got so much good stuff coming up. Call Me Negotiator, Free Voices, The Arts Show, Beats and Eats, Analog Archives. I could go on. Just stick around at CJSF all day. It's great. Democracy Now! Is up in just a minute. Please go check out Boots to Broadway at The Culch. You can go to hogansalleysociety.org/events for tickets. And to take us through the end of the hour here, we're going to listen to brand new music from Future Star. The new record, Star of the Show, just announced, which will be out February 22nd. And this is the first single, Ice Cream Rewind. Thanks for hanging out with me this hour. And again, yeah, so much good stuff coming on CJSF over the rest of the day. So keep it tuned here. And if you're a student, please vote yes in the upcoming referendum. See you next time.
Time I remember why my ice cream my eyes.